in Eau Claire. But this is the most exciting thing now. Gary Isaacson of Mondovi is going on his 68th deer hunt on Wednesday. He's going up there with his buddies. We have him on the line with us right now. Gary Isaacson has been hunting since he was 15. He's older than that now. And so this is 68th deer season. So let's see if he's still excited about it. We have him on the line with us right now. Gary Isaacson. Hi, Gary. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Have you gone high-tech over the years with your deer hunt? So you got some high-tech stuff?
No.
No?
Not by any means.
Well, what's the highest-tech thing you use on your deer hunts?
Well, I did try a scope 1 year. That's the highest-tech, but that only lasted about 2 days, and I took that off.
Oh, yeah? What was wrong with it?
Well, where I hunt, to me, and I didn't grow up with it, so it's hard for me to use one of them. So.
You don't use anything you didn't grow up with?
No, I didn't have any to grow up with.
Yeah. No. Do you hunt in the same place that you did when you were 15?
Oh, yeah.
Aren't the deers pretty much cleared out by now? I would think they would see you coming.
I didn't lower it too much, but the elements and stuff, they're not anything like they used to be. So.
Yeah. The deer look, pretty much the same type of deer, or are they different types?
They're actually the same thing, only you won't find that their antlers and stuff aren't like they are down like here in Buffalo County or Eau Claire County in this department area.
Uh-huh. So where actually are you going to hunt then?
Pardon?
Where do you go?
It's on the Togetic River between Hayward and Minong.
Okay, don't tell me anything more. These things, do you actually go up and sit in something in the tree to do your hunting?
Sit in a tree, you said?
Yeah, do you go up in a tree and sit?
No, I don't do that. Yeah. I don't do that.
Did you ever try that?
Pardon?
Did you ever try sitting in a tree and just didn't?
I tried it. One of the boys put one up for me.
Yeah.
One only about 10 feet off the ground, and it still was too high for me. I don't mind heights, but I can't sit in a steer stand. So.
Yeah, because after all, you got to go to the bathroom or something like that.
To me, that ain't natural anyhow. So.
No, it's not a natural way of hunting.
No, not for me. So.
Yeah. You start to see deers in trees pretty soon if that continues. I'm against it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever get a deer in 68 years, or are you still waiting for your first buck?
Well, you're always waiting for that first one, but no, I've got a few old years.
So. Yeah.
I ain't running 50%, but I've got a few of them. So.
What do you do with the meat?
Oh, we use it.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Do you actually like? Do you like deer meat, or is it just that's not the point, is it?
Not really, but let's put it this way: it tasted better years ago than it does now.
It tasted better years ago. Why?
It just seemed like you're younger. You're more used to something different. See?
Yeah. So
people make the biggest mistake. They compare it to beef, and you can't do that.
No. It tastes like really weird beef.
Yeah.
So, do you make sausage, or what do you do?
We have done a little of that, and some bologna and stuff. But the time you do that, you're getting some money into it. So.
Yeah. Did you ever hunt like all week? You go hunting and stuff, get nothing, and then one jumps through the window of your pickup truck.
Well, I ain't had that happen yet.
No.
No.
That would be kind of ironic if that happened.
Yeah.
Are these the same guys that you've been hunting with all these time?
Well, the guys that I used to, when I first started hunting, they're all gone now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the oldest one now.
So. You are?
Oh, yeah. The other ones never made it to my age either.
Yeah. The deer probably got them.
I suppose.
Ambushed by a deer, by a buck.
Yeah.
And is there like, you know, is it like with and Moby Dick, you know, he was hunting that big white whale. Is there a buck that's been out there for a long time that you've been trying to get and you can't?
Not in the North Woods. You don't see that.
Yeah.
You know, the elements are much different. If it's a hard winter, them old bucks, they don't at least to survive. They're gone. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, once in a while, I think... 1 year or two before I started hunting up there, they got one deer with about 32 points on it.
Wow.
It was an old deer. Just why it survived, I don't know. But.
Yeah. Do you run into a lot of guys from Illinois and stuff up there? They come up that far to hunt?
No, where we hunt, we very seldom see anybody.
Yeah, because those guys, a lot of those guys come up from Chicago and never been hunting before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, get around Hayward there. There is some of them, but we don't run into them unless they come in on the ATV, and that don't happen too often either. So.
No. And then are you going to go with the Blaze Pink this year?
I was just talking to my son here. I thought I ought to do that just for the novelty, but I kind of doubt it.
And you got to buy a whole new outfit, though.
Yeah.
let me ask you this. Do you believe in the deer urine or not?
No, I don't. I don't pay no attention to that. You mean something you put on to kill the scent? Or?
Yeah.
No, I don't use that.
Do some of the guys do that, and do you have to room with them?
If they do it, they have to hang their clothes outside. So.
is deer hunting, is it really just about deer camp, you know, like...
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, you're going... Last year, we went up north hunting, and we never even saw a deer. But the weather was against us, too, but...
Did you go out and look for one, or you just never saw one? They didn't pass the door.
That camp has been noted for good hunters, so...
Yeah. But a lot of the guys just probably sitting there, play cards, and drink...
We don't even do that. You know, you hunt from daylight till dark, and then you have supper, and then you're ready for bed. You probably read a little bit. Or tell a few deer stories or something. Whatever.
Have you heard a good deer story you could tell us?
Oh, not really. Yeah.
So they just tell bad deer stories.
We went out and got a deer one night, but it was wounded. That's the only reason we went out and got it.
Oh. So. Yeah. Is that legal?
I don't, not when you take a gun along with you, it ain't legal.
Okay, but if they're already wounded.
You can't track a deer and jump on his back and cut his throat with a knife either.
So. No. That's not fair.
No.
Okay. Did you ever have a year where you had to actually buy deer meat and bring that home to show you got something?
No. That would be against regulations.
So. Oh, okay.
our regulations. So.
Yeah. Your regulations among the group?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And so when you're going up, on Wednesday?
Well, Wednesday, maybe Thursday's the latest, yeah.
Thursday's the latest.
Yeah, it just depends on whether I ain't got done going through all my hunting clothes yet. I don't know what I need to buy new this year. So.
Yeah, what do you think about boots or something?
Well, boots is my main thing. I got all the rest of stuff. So.
Yeah, I would think you got probably duplicate of most of it, huh? Yeah, yeah. And what are you using for a weapon?
I don't know. I might go back to my dad's old 30-30 this year. It's lighter to carry and everything. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. I'm sure he would like that, to know you're out there.
Yeah, that's about 80 years old now, I guess. So.
Yeah. And is it still in pretty good shape?
Yeah. Nobody's hunted with it for the last 6-7 years, I guess.
Yeah. Probably you should take it to the gun shop first, don't you think, just to make sure?
Oh, no. I don't think so. I'll just take it out here and shoot in the bank, and if it shoots, that's fine.
I like your attitude, Gary.
Huh?
I like your attitude. It's a good attitude.
Yeah.
And you're an inspiration to all the
I don't anticipate shooting anything anyhow.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good hunt to me.
Yeah.
Gary, we just want to send you our best wishes on your 68th hunt out there. You think you got 68 more in you?
Well, I sure hope so. This will make 68 years, and I wanted to make it to 70, but I don't know if I'll make it or not. So.
Gary, great to talk with you. Gary Isaacson.
If I try and take it a little easy, I might be able to make it.
So. Yeah, I'm sure you will. Nice talking to you, Gary. Good luck on this hunt.
Same here. Yeah, bet.
Gary Isaacson from Mondovi, ladies and gentlemen, is 68th hunt. And that's all the news that is.